Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't even believe I'm saying this, but we've got breaking baby news. Just brace yourself for this one. Apparently, Tim and I have a kid.
Yeah, who knew? We didn't.
Apparently, I'm that spectacular.
And I can have a baby and not realize it.
Okay, in all of the Facebook attempts to scam you, this has to be the worst. Right?
Well, I mean, if it was a lot less obvious that it's not our kid, it would be different. But we got a message. The John and Tammy Facebook page got a message from Takudzwa Mahavundo.
I miss him so much.
Hello. I am your child. And I screenshot it and sent it to John, and I said, you finally have a son.
I literally laughed out loud when I saw that message. Yes, I mean, wow. I've always wanted a son, and what's his name? What did we name him again?
Takudzwa.
Takudzwa.
Mavhundu.
Huh.
Okay.
It's a family name.
I guess. Do you think I should answer?
Oh, my God, yes.
What should I say back to him?
Oh, my goodness. I've longed for this message.
No, I don't want to start off with that right away.
Can we buy you that bike you always wanted?
Here we go. Oh, my goodness. We never knew. And let's just see if this person answers.
Okay.
But anyway, it brings us up to some of the wildest, weirdest social media messages that you have ever received.
I mean, who could possibly think we'd fall for that? Oh, my God. We do have a child together? I knew there was something we were neglecting for that child's entire life.
I know.
Poor little...
Takudzwa.
Poor little Takudzwa. It rolls off the tongue, that family name. 833-287-1037.
We just want to hear some of the strangest ones that you have received. Whether it's, you know, whether it's from Messenger on Facebook, or maybe you get some strange DMs in Instagram. There's been some weird ones specifically for you too, John, which has been kind of interesting. We get them all the time. People claiming to be the tour manager of an artist, or I'm their social media manager.
Oh, I just saw the saddest story last week about a local woman here that has been scammed by somebody pretending to be Keanu Reeves. And at first I was like, oh, come on. You know that's not Keanu Reeves. But then I was listening to her story and she was saying how lonely she was. I just felt so bad for these idiots that prey on people. I just want to smack them around.
Well, and they're not even idiots. They're just evil, because they start out really nice. Like, this is a place for you to share your thoughts and questions for, let's just pick Nate Smith. I just sent him recently one that I had gotten being his tour manager, and I just screenshot it and sent it to him, and he said it happens every day. Somebody is sending him something.
So icky.
But they start out real nice and real mellow, and then all of a sudden they start getting a little close to you, and that's when it starts.
We had somebody on our KS1 Facebook page trying to pretend to be Lee Bryce's mom.
Oh, jeez.
And I blocked them and I reported them and all of that immediately. It was in our comments.
What did Lee Bryce's mom want from our listeners? Can someone help me ground my son?
Yeah.
He's always in his room. I don't know what he's doing up there. Yes, you do.
It smells funny.
Yes, you do, Mrs. Bryce.
It was really sad. In fact, on our Facebook page, Lee Bryce, for some reason, is the number one where they get artists with fake people trying to be Lee Bryce.
Weird.
It is so bizarre.
Yeah.
Back to our son.
Mm-hmm.
How could...
Back to our son.
Little in Dune's way, or... Can we just call him Marty? It's just an easier name. Okay. Little Marty. I just don't understand how people would think, these scammers would think, that we would not know we had a child. 833-287-1037. How about you? Do you have a child you had no idea existed until Facebook told you so?
What's the weirdest message you've received on social media?
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSOM. Tam and I received a message on Facebook that we have a son we didn't know about. Obviously a scam.
I would remember having a baby. Well,
and his name was Takunzwa. Now, if we did have a son, Tammy.
Yes.
I would like to think it was Mike and PB. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John and Tammy. How are we doing today?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I got a message one time telling me that I had a child that I wasn't aware of. And then I also used to get a lot of messages asking me to get people baseball tryouts.
Baseball tryouts? Explain that.
So I worked as a groundskeeper on baseball fields most of my life.
What a great job.
And I used to, post on there about getting fields ready or getting ready for spring training. And I would get all these messages asking people, hey, man, remember me? I played ball, blah, blah, blah. And I'd never heard of these people. Can you get me a tryout with your team? And I'm like, what?
I'm the groundskeeper, for crying out loud.
It just blew me away. But I did get one message from some random Facebook person I'd never heard of telling me that I was the father of her child.
Okay.
And?
Sorry, no maybe babies here.
Okay. Right. Thanks, Mike.
No maybe babies. Summer is in Oceanside. Summer, what's the weirdest message you ever received on social media?
So I had somebody created a fake Facebook of my husband and then reached out to me. And they started off like, hey, how are you? Just super normal. And I just let it go. And I was playing in with it. And then at the end, they just tried to scam me, get some money and everything. And I was like, these people really don't pay attention to anything, because my Facebook profile photos with him were in the relationship status thing. And I was like, are you serious?
That's hilarious. Are we sure it wasn't your husband trying to scam you?
Maybe he really was looking to buy something and you had already said no.
Maybe he does have a distant relative who's a prince in Zimbabwe. You don't know that for a fact.
I mean, if he does, he should be giving me some money.
Exactly. Right.
This is great. Yeah, they, apparently not only are they scammers, they think that we're absolute idiots.
Yeah. That happened to my daughter, too. My middle daughter, somebody took hostage of her Facebook account, and we tried to let everybody know that it wasn't her anymore. And it's just weird because they continue to occasionally post on it, and I have to remind people, like, oh, I saw Taylor was in some kind of crypto, how's that going? I'm like, that's not her page.
That's icky.
And you can't get back into it. It sucks.
Our producer Jessica, it turns out, has a big problem with the people that frequent our building's gym. That's at 805. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.